Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another podcast. Pastor Paul White here. Such a privilege to be with you every day and to share with you this glorious gospel. We are approaching the end of the calendar year, and I know it's very hard to believe that we are almost done with another year. And we are now past Christmas. We're in that week between Christmas and the new year. And as we kind of tie off this 2012 and get ready for a new one, I hope you, as you look back, that it was a year full of promise and a year full of blessing. If it was a little less than you hoped for, don't lose hope. May the next one be full of all the possibilities that only the redeemed really know. I want to take you to John chapter 6. We're just going to continue the journey through this week at least. And I just try to go month by month with this, see how the Lord leads me. But I want to continue today in John chapter 6, verse 41, after Jesus has said that the will of his Father was that everyone believe on the Son and have everlasting life. The Jews complained about him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." Now, they didn't even catch the last few statements he made. They got so mad whenever he said, "I'm the bread of life that comes to them from heaven." He had said that a few verses earlier. Sort of like you say something and then people black out because they don't hear anything after it. I mean, none of the qualifiers that Jesus gave did they hear because they'd already heard what they wanted to hear. So they said in verse 42, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Now, of course, they're thinking in natural terms that they know Joseph in the flesh and thus they know Mary in the flesh. And having known Jesus and seen him since he was a little kid, watched him be raised in the area that he was raised in, they say, "How can he come down from heaven?" Let's don't cut him down. I mean, in the realm of the natural, it's the right question. I mean, they didn't see him come out of heaven. And some of them have known him since he was a baby. And they say, "He didn't come from heaven. He came from Joseph and Mary." We know better. We know he didn't come from Joseph. We know that he came from the virgin birth through Mary, fathered by the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew this. I'm not saying Jesus knew this from day one, because he had to grow in wisdom. The Bible says that when he was 12, he sat and taught the doctors and lawyers, but then he went home and grew in favor with both God and man, grew in wisdom and favor. So as he grew up, he understood this, where he came from. So he answers and says to them, verse 43, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the third time in the previous several verses that Jesus has mentioned someone being raised up at the last day. Now, why go back to this same statement three times? It's because Jesus is pulling the emphasis onto resurrection, a powerful topic, because the power to resurrect would belong only to God. So Jesus is definitely solidifying his case that he has the power of the Father and the will and the authority of the Father. And he even says, "No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." So if you're coming to me by faith, it's because the God of your fathers has drawn you in through me. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Now, this again is not going to set well with the Jews that don't want anything to do with Jesus because they don't think he's the right kind of Messiah. Please understand that the reason Jesus is categorically rejected by the Jewish hierarchy is that he does not fit their preconceived idea of messiahship. He is not lifting up arms to overthrow the Roman government. He is not bringing the people to the priesthood and lifting them up as high standards. He seems to be diametrically opposite of what they represent with religion, and they don't like that. I mean, nobody likes to lose power, and they were the same way. "Not that anyone has seen the Father," verse 46, "except he who is from God, he has seen the Father." So Jesus is basically saying, you think you've seen him through your religion, but you haven't. The only one that's seen him is me. Now, you can tell that's not going to settle well. We'll go a little further with that tomorrow. Grace and peace to you. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.